然后去马斯高的人真大了，最近我去人家的家庭，跟人家的家庭去一些路，最后的情况真的是比较好，人家都不错，就那么几个，你不知道。你是他们是家的人，他们都是家的人，是这样的。所以，我还怕他们欺负他们的人。我其实，我要说这个事情很低，就是这个 temple of Raja Madan Mohan， 我从 history of Raja Madan Mohan 开始。This evening is Raja Govinda. The spiritual world has innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and amongst those innumerable Vaikuntha planets, there's one very, very large spiritual planet known as Goloka. Goloka nam nidhidhami kareti tasya.Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, Hari Dham, Vaikuntha Dham, or Hari Dham, and Hari Dham. There's the different sequences of spiritual realms, material realm, and spiritual realm. And in Goloka, there are four divisions, four quadrants.Svetati, the Goloka is also called Svetati. It's called Svetati because it's a white island. Sveta means white. And Dvipa means island. So Svetati. It's not a Svetati, but there's a Svetati that's Krishnaloka. The Krishnaloka has these four divisions. One, Vrindavan. Two, Mathura. Three, Dwarka. What's number four? Number three. That's good. Because in the spiritual, in Krishna Loka, here's some news from the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya's pastime, our eternal going on, in Goloka Vrindavan. Did you know that? Of course his pastime is going on in Krishna Loka. In fact, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that when the followers of Lord Chaitanya return to the spiritual world, the Goloka Vrindavan, you know what happens? They receive two spiritual forms. One, engaging in pastimes with Krishna, and the other, engaging in pastimes with Lord Chaitanya. And you have to read that quadrant of Goloka Vrindavan. There's no explanation of how the technology works. It's better than our projections, we can say that. So when Krishna appears, as above, so below, that is, he appears in Vrindavan, and then he goes to Mathura, and then he goes to Dwarka. And when he goes to Dwarka, he goes back and forth between Dwarka and Mathura, and Dwarka and Mathura, and other places that he goes. So when Krishna's pastimes were completed, because he came for three reasons, the Pranayi Sadhana, Vinashai Sadhushita, Dharma Samsthapanarthaya, every time the personality God is appeared, these same three things are accomplished. Along with the point of one thing. Krishnaya, Sadhana, he delivered the devotion to heaven. Try it again. He is protection and deliverance to the devotee. And Vinash, he sounds like, if the word meaning is like what the word sounds like. Vinash, he squashes, he crushes, he obliterates, he loses the demons, he monsters the demons. And Dharma, Samsthapanarthaya, he reestablishes the principles of Dharma. So Krishna is establishing the principles of Dharma by speaking Bhagavad Gita. He told Arjuna that not with knowledge that I recently spoke or previously spoke to the son of Advaita Swami over generations and generations, the specific succession was spoken, and so the knowledge was lost. And now he's establishing that knowledge of proper Dharma. So karma from Sapanarthaya, that was taken care of. He eliminated the demons, including all of the maniac demons that were present, fighting with and he detected the demonium. So his purposes were fulfilled. So Krishna left Hastinapura after the first set of battle and he became Maharaja's on his throne. Krishna went back to his waterfall. When you read carefully the first canto of Bhagavatam, you find that Arjuna went with him. The Pandavas sent us to go with Krishna because they sensed something else. They sensed that Krishna was going to be with him. But they didn't want to say it because it was just too painful. Even to think it was to say it. But they sent Arjuna. So Arjuna was so near to Krishna. Surely, if Krishna is planning to leave, he'll disclose that to Arjuna. And then Arjuna said, 4 months, said, no. They didn't have after my presentation, email, you know, not even fasting, not even cell phones, not even telephone. They have different messages. So I'm here with some people. They sent Krishna, or they sent Arjuna with Krishna, and there's this beautiful chapter of Krishna meeting us in the form of that beautiful chapter of Krishna entering into Dwarka. And then Krishna decides to leave the world. So Krishna left the world. And Arjuna came back, decided in the first temple, and informed Yudhisthira. In the course of informing Yudhisthira, he was so devastated. Initially, he couldn't even speak. His voice was choked. He was sobbing. Powerful Arjuna was uncontrollably moving. Astounding. Couldn't get control of himself. Finally, he began speaking. And was just describing his feelings. And as he was describing his feelings of separation from Krishna, he was talking about Krishna. And by the course of speaking about Krishna, Krishna did this, Krishna did that, Krishna was so kind, Krishna helped us in this way, Krishna went out of his way, he became the doorkeeper, he became the messenger, Krishna the chariot driver, Krishna. And then he remembered the instructions on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And as he was remembering Krishna and his instructions, he felt divine. Then he realized that Krishna never left. Or at least Krishna provided the access to how to associate with him through his instructions. It's the same for us. So now you just hear new. Krishna's gone. See, it has been a long time. Almost a year. 9 months to a year. And from the time that Krishna left, not seen the sort of the best of work. So Maharaj Yudhisthira, being one of the eternal associates of Krishna, spend a little time with them. There are certain personalities in Krishna's pastimes that are eternal. Some are not eternal. You find this in the description of Rasa dance. Some of the gopis who are taking part in Krishna's Rasa dance were Nitya Siddha gopis. The eternally perfected gopis that are just taking part in Krishna's pastime. But there were some others that were sadhana siddha gopis. And one of the groups of those sadhana siddha gopis were the Rishi Chali gopis. It's a little esoteric, but from Ramayana, the description is given, during the time of Ram's exile in the Ganga forest, one time when he was with Sita and Ram and Lakshman, some sages were undergoing tapasya in the forest, and they were very, very connected in this devotion. They had attained the stage, although they were human, excuse me, male form. They attained the stage of bhava, or prema, in which they saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their brother. And when they saw Ram, they saw him as their, from their spiritual position, as their eternal lover. Ram understood their mood and indicated to them, in this Leela, I accept only one life. But in my next Leela, you can join me in my Leela and give me my consort in the consort life. even in the modern therapy understanding of conjugal love, even from the stage of those who are practitioners of bhakti may reach that stage in the course of spiritual advancement. So Rishi Chari gopis were amongst the gopis who were joining Krishna's rasa dance. There were other groups without going further into detail. The point is that when there are certain positions in Krishna's pastime, that they're not. You can't become Mother Yashoda. You can't become Nanda Maharaj. You can't become Radharani or Lalita or Yashoda. You can't become Arjuna or Yudhisthira. There's eternal associates of Krishna. Eternal associates of Krishna. In fact, Nanda and Yashoda, for example, they're not even living entities, jiva souls. The Shakti Tattva. Arjuna is a jiva. Yudhisthira is a jiva. But they're eternal associates. Wherever Krishna is performing his pastime, they're part of his entourage. They're part of Krishna's Bhoma Viva. So when Krishna left, there was a signal for them to be cool. And Yudhisthira decided, as it's described in the Bhagavatam, to head for the north country. He's a boss's royal role. He turned over the kingdom to Maharaj Pariksit, who was the grandson of Krishna, of the Pandavas. Maharaj Pariksit was the beginning of his history. Who was Maharaj Pariksit's son of? Who was father and his mother of Maharaj Pariksit? The older brother of himself. And his mother? Mark picked his mother? Huh? Uttala. Uttala. It's a very nice description how it came to be that Abhimanyu married Uttala. Uttala was the daughter of princess of the king of the Iraq. I'm not going to describe the whole thing, but when in the last year the Pandavas were in exile for 12 years and incognito for 1 year, the 13th year, the deal was they were not to be found anywhere. They could be in the forest for 12 years, for 1 year. Wherever they were not to be found. Because if they were found during that 1 year, then another 12 years for their time. But if they were not found during that 1 year, then they would be gaining the kingdom, which was lost in 1 year. It was given back to them as they crossed the other deal. So they were hiding in disguise situation. And they were in the care of the king of Iraq, and the king of Iraq had a daughter named Uttala, and Arjuna, his disguise was he was a eunuch and a dancing teacher. Arjuna was a good miracle. In addition, after the world, after Arjuna defeated an entire Kaurava army, single-handed, and chased them away from the king of the rock, they were around the fight. Who was single-handed? So I want to, you've been here in my palace for a whole year. And you didn't even let us know who you really were. I honor you. I'd like to offer you my daughter in marriage. was it that was first trying to take place? It was a whole bunch of things to try to keep the Bible the kingdom or somehow or another work it out in the way to the time it was. Uttara was already pregnant. Abhimanyu was killed in battle. And so within the womb of Uttara was the posthumous child of the child that was born after the deceased of the father, of his father. So Abhimanyu was killed. All the other sons of the Pandavas were also killed by who? Ashtakama. He killed the five student sons of Drupadi. So the only heir to the throne was Maharashtra. So when Yudhisthira Maharaj was ready to leave and join Krishna in his Nitya Lila, his world is a Brahma Lila, wherever Krishna goes next, the next universe, Yudhisthira and the Pandavas went to join him. The Bhagavatam describes him as that Yudhisthira world in itself, same body. The body of the only spiritual life, the self same body. Richard was crowned the emperor of the world, and one of the first things that Maharashtra did was he established as king of Mathura, which was part of the kingdom, part of the world, the grandson of Krishna. He became king of Mathura, and his name was Vajranath. And Vajranath, one of the first things he did was he established some deity of Krishna in Mathura and Vrindavan. That was the kingdom. That's it, Krishna's family. So, there are many deities. We will enter them out in the music of Sunday. One of them is Gauji. The word is Gauji Vara. Gauji means like the older brother. So, in the next Gauji temple, the Kahiri, so it looks like a human eye. There's many. So, out of the many, one of them, we're going to be discussing this evening, is Govindaji. And this Govindaji deity is the presiding deity over Abhijaya. And very quickly we'll go over to Chaitanya Charitamrita. During Lord Chaitanya's discussion with Tathāshananda Sarasvati, the leading Mayavada sannyasi of Banarasa had thousands of sannyas disciples, so he was like a very learned person. He had some discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and part of the discussion was about Devadatta. And of course, being asked by the doctor, he just explained the concept. And it's rather simple. There are three main subject matters of the Vyasa Sutra, or Brahma Sutra. One is Sambandha Dhyan. Sambandha means relationship. Dhyan means knowledge. And that portion of the Vyasa that deals with establishing one's relationship with the Supreme. Or the relationship of all things. All souls, all entities, and all forms of matter, inert matter. It all comes from the same one source. And knowledge of that relationship of all things in relation to the source, as I mentioned, is some bunch of them. And that knowledge is presided over by Madan Mohan. This is Govindaji. And the deity of Govindaji presides over Abhideya. Yeah. Abhideya means when you act in that relationship, what makes up those activities? Or devotional service. That knowledge of how to best serve the Supreme Lord. This subject of Abhideya Dhyan and the deity that presides over Abhideya Dhyan is Govinda Ji. The third is Gopinath, and the deity of Gopinath presides over his knowledge of Prayojana. When you ask in that relationship, what's the fruit? What's the culmination? The culmination is love of God. So Prayojana Dhyan is that portion of Vedic knowledge. It's presided over by Gopinath. So this is, like the sense of speaking with you, we've decided a little bit of the history of Govinda Deity, and as you can see from the picture here, this is the Govinda Deity temple, or rather Govinda temple, minus the top four stories. Because one very nasty person may be seen having a death. Directed his soldiers to smash the top four stories. Because from his palace balcony, one evening night, he saw way off in the distance, over in his balcony, on top of the seventh story of this very tall temple, lighting up the night. He just couldn't tolerate in the Hindu temple from his balcony at night. Today, they have a temple that's seven stories tall. No fun yet. What to speak of 500 years ago. Now, these are cranes and all kinds of technology that will build tall buildings. But this is all sandstone, sandfire, very intricate carving, and it's an architectural wonder designed by Rupa Goswami. The Rupa Goswami worshipped Govinda Ji, and there's a nice history connected to how Rupa Goswami began that worship. But he also followed Govinda Ji by describing the process of devotional service. Isn't it? That's what we know Rupa Goswami was primarily for. Bhaktiya Gama is the nectar of devotion, nectar of instruction, describing the process of devotional service. As his presiding deity, the Govinda deity, he is knowledge of, or presides over that knowledge. Here's a painted, because it would be better than top of it, picture, paint, a photo of the deity of Govinda Ji, in giant work, because the deity is all over the design. So let's chant this mantra together. This is the Kana mantra, and then the translation from
Vidya Jintaranya Kaupadumadaha Vimadrathnagara Sinhasanato Vimadrathha Sira Govinda Deho Vishadhi Sri Yamano Smarami.
In the translation, in the temple of jewels in Vrindavan underneath the bare tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by the most confidential associates, sit upon the effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. So, here's a nice photo of Radha Govinda. A number of them. Go back. So the original worship of Govinda Ji began at the time of Vajranath, just after the rule of Maharaj Yudhisthira and during the rule of Maharaj Yudhisthira. But as so many good things happen after some generations and generations and generations. The worship of Lord Buddha Jesus became diminished and vast and vast. So eventually he was lost. Just nobody knew where he was going to find. So, generations later, actually centuries later, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And when Lord Chaitanya appeared, as we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the places where Krishna's pastimes were lost, the deities were lost, one place he established, that was Radhapur and Shamapur. Mahaprabhu personally indicated this is Radhapur. Then later he instructed Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami about the science of devotional service, and he gave them two services, primary services. One, write books on the science of devotional service, and the other was establish the places of Krishna's pastime. Imagine if you had any time left. Writing books is one thing, finding where the places of Krishna's pastime. How the hell would you go about doing that? You'd have to have a lot of spiritual qualifications. So they did. One of their methodologies is described in Bhakti Ratna. They would, from reading the pastime of Krishna, they would go to the places near where it was known. That Govardhan Hill is known because it's a hill. And then from Govardhan Hill in a certain direction, there's Vartana with five peaks. So that's Vartana. So around Vartana, there are places of the villages of the Kaki, Ashtakaki. And over there in Nandagram, which is also up on a hill, with three of the five. So those were known, and then based upon the pastime, in a certain direction, were other places. So they would go to those places, and they would recite the pastime, and they would chant the holy name, and from their absorption in the pastimes of Krishna at those places, the pastimes of Krishna would unfold within their hearts. And they would be disclosed unto them in other words. This is Herthagampa. This is Yaha. This is Sankin, etc. This is from their spiritual qualifications and their knowledge of the scripture. The pastimes reveal, the places reveal within their heart. That's the platform of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. We're not here. We go back there. So out of the many, many services that Rupa Goswami was given, one of them that remained unfulfilled in which he felt big anxiety, but these principal deities, two of the principal deities were found, but one was not found. And that was Govindaji. So, Rupa Goswami, this is captured this particular part of the presentation. He was entrusted with a service, and we know, because Prabhupada told us, it's true, that when you're given some service, within the instruction to do a particular service, there's the capacity to fulfill the service. Rupa Goswami had firm faith in that, but he wasn't able to find Govindaji. So he went to the old books, the old records, and he went to the old dhammas, and the most learned persons, even when it's going to the court, and asked people, do you know where to go? I'm looking for the religion. Do you know of any information that he might have? And he searched every possible way and couldn't find it. And he was feeling it. He was finding it. He was feeling like Kamala, who had gone all the way to Lanka to find Sita. Very similar move. He went to find Sita for two purposes. To find Sita so that people know Ram is coming. Please hold your faith. God surely will come very soon to redeem you. I mean, warn your sister. And also to verify that the whereabouts of Sita was correctly identified by Jatayu's brother. But he couldn't find Sita anywhere. He was even in Ravana's bedchamber. He was looking amongst all the damsels that were asleep. None of them were Sita. Sita would never allow herself in this terrible situation. How could I even consider it? Look everywhere. Look everywhere. You couldn't find Sita. So what did he do? He looked everywhere again. This class, if you're looking for something, it's very important. Supposing you lost your cell phone, or your car keys, or your wallet, or something. You consider your detail. You're looking everywhere. Yeah, you can't find it. What do you do? Go look anywhere again. Yeah. How do I do the same thing? You look everywhere. You couldn't find the detail. So what did Harvey do? He starts moaning and whining and whining. Showing him where his deity form was, because he was so order in some of the trees, depending on how the plant is eating. All odd. So sure enough, next point, because these people were responding, these are super excited, so this is a depression. Because other people were ready to help them find the tree. We began digging and digging and digging down and down deep into the earth. We found the root. Look at this man. How happy he is now fulfilled. All of the roots of the so he sent a message. He sent a message via the messenger. And when the messenger reached Puri, to go from Vrindavan to Puri, it's a long journey back forth. When the messenger reached Vrindavan, Prasutani was so happy, he read the message aloud, called for his two servants. Who were the two servants that were disciples of Ishwara Puri, that were sent by Ishwara Puri to go serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Do you know what you mean? Govinda is one, and the other is? Kashi. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it describes that when Ishwara Puri was going to leave this world, he had two persons that were his personal assistants, Govinda and Kashi Mitra. Kashishwara Pandit. Kashishwara Pandit. So, knowing that when he would leave, they would be better off. He gave him the service. The service he gave them was go at once and take out the service of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let the letter to them aloud. and was so happy, said, this Rupa Goswami, he is such an empowered personality. He fulfilled all of my desires. He has saved so much by his service. And Kashishwara, you're very expert in deity worship. You know so much about deity worship. I'd like you to go right away to Vrindavan and assist Rupa Goswami in serving Govindaji. And Kashishwara was silent. Because he didn't want to leave those attendants associated. But he didn't want to say no. No problem. But he couldn't say yes. And he didn't want to say no. So he was silent. Verse 10 minutes, move his heart. He said, I know that you won't be able to bear my separation, asking for my association. Therefore, I have a solution. I'll personally arrange for a deity of myself and give that deity of myself to you. And you can take that and worship the deity along with Govinda. To be arranged for a deity of Krishna or Govinda. And he named the deity Gaura Govinda. And he gave the deity Gaura Govinda and said, take this deity, go to Vrindavan. When you worship this deity, you will be arranged. And so he did. So by the side, I don't have my name. So this is the right side, you see a small deity of Krishna standing, right? That's Gaura-Govinda. And the Gaura-Govinda, during the whole lifetime of Kashishwara Pandit, he was worshipping the Govinda deity and the Gaura-Govinda deity until his departure from this world. And when you visit the Govinda temple in Vrindavan, if you go across down the hill and across the street, there's a 64 samadhis, and one of those 64 samadhis is the samadhi of Kashishwara Pandit. He lived there his whole life serving the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serving Govinda. And then something else, two other something else happened. That is how Radharani came to be by the side of Govindaji. This is a very wonderful story. Half of the story they told in Burmese, that is, the king of Orissa during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who was the king of Orissa? Pratap Rudra. King Pratapa Rudra had a son. Who was the name? Purushottam Dhamma. Those of you who have heard of the Sanskrit. He's the one who made a motion with his neck like a horse. And Gopinath Patanayak was making fun of him. I've given you good horses. I haven't given you horses to make a motion like this. There's nothing wrong with the horse. They don't go for So Purushottam Jana wasn't a good bad person. He was a devotee. And he wanted to do some service for Rupa Goswami and for Govindaji and for Mother Mohan. So he decided he wanted to establish deities of Radharani to be by the side of Govindaji and by the side of Mother Mohan. So he made deities, sent them to Vrindavan, and they were to be installed. Madan Mohan instructed him, these are Lalita and Radharani, not two Radharani. They should be installed one by one side of the knee, the other by the other side of the knee. And so that's what happened. So that was very important, transcendental. And that Govindaji, without Radharani. So the king was very happy what happened transcendentally with the other Mother Mohan, Radharani. But he was in anxiety about Govindaji. He was thinking, I don't want to make the king say twice. So he actually was desiring very intensely to serve Govindaji in that way. He had a dream. And in his dream, the deity of Lakshmi Devi in the Jagannath temple in Puri appeared in his dream and said, actually people think that I'm Lakshmi, but I'm really Radharani. And I want to be designed as Govindaji. It turns out the king did some research how that deity, the Lakshmi in the temple, got there. And several generations earlier, one of the prior kings, prior to Pratapa, prior to King Purushottam, there was another king in their mind. So when he was king, there was a priest in his kingdom, thousands of
Rather than what is right.
disciple, and he asked rather than a bunch of person's sermon. And he said, I don't need anything, but if you could build a nice temple for those who go into Jesus, that would make me very happy. And so he did. He arranged for the construction of the temple, and Rupa Goswami made the design. Personally, Rupa Goswami was expert too in many things.
Yeah.
sponsor of the temple. So, King was happy and they were happy. The next generation, same thing, next generation, same thing. But along came Jaisen, who was a Krishna bhakta. Not only the Krishna bhakta, but all the deities of Krishna came from Vrindavan. So now they had competition. So, the spirit of circle came to competition. The funny thing to each other. And what started to happen was, the Ramanavas were going to the king. They were going to be complaining about deity worship. Including things like, well, most important out of all, rather than all the details, is in order to worship a deity, you must be properly initiated. And to be properly initiated, you must be initiated into different succession. To be part of a different succession, there must be a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra to establish the siddhanta of that particular succession. And without that commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, can't start the initiation. So what they were saying, in other words, or actually were saying directly, these pujaris should be out, and we should be serving the deity. No more of us, sir. And they wanted the king, you know, to address their concern. If the king wasn't a scholar, he was a Christian bhakta, but not a scholar. So he went to the pujari and said, can you answer these questions? Yes, there's a whole bunch of questions. So we're pujari, we're not scholars, but Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur is in Dhabi. These are principal authorities we know. And Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur at this time is very elderly. And said, you know, I don't think the old people are involved in it. I don't want to call those guys first. But Ramadan, the people are fine. I'll explain everything to him. He can go and answer the questions. He answered their questions, many of them, to their satisfaction. But there still was this issue that he didn't have a commentary in Vedanta. And Father Gates gave the answer that we always did. That is, Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary on Vedanta Sutra by the author himself. Gautama Thakura instructed like that, and so that's our commentary. He said, no. You have to have your own commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Otherwise, we don't accept it. And we should take over the issue. So Baladev agreed that he would put together commentary. Now, how to properly describe what a shaman said? Maybe some of you have to write, you know, annually you write a Vyasa Puja offering, you should know, but or you should have to ask, how long does it take you to do that? Or maybe fully you have to write a paper. How long does it take to write a paper? It takes a long time. What does the speaker write a book? What does the speaker write a commentary on the most elevated philosophy in the world? Knowing that they're going to be nitpicking other people looking at it for all. And that's what they're trying to do. It normally takes a lifetime. And probably they did it when it's a matter of weeks. Inhuman. Impossible. But he said, I just received dictation from Govindaji, and I wrote what he told me to write. So the commentary then became known as Govinda Bhaskara. Bhaskara means commentary. Like the Ramanujacharya, commentary is called Sri Bhaskara, because God is a fortune dictated to him. Within our, there's different descriptions of how long. Some say weeks, some say weeks, 3 weeks. So this is dictated, Baladev wrote the commentary, comprehensively. And when the Ramanadi read the commentary, as you say in this point, it was blown away. They were so impressed at the elevated nature of what he had written, what the speaker, it was impossible. So then he any effective. This is a legitimate commentary of the Dhamma Sutra. Because the commentary has to comprehensively describe all the innuendos and details that all have to fit together in one nice package. Like, you know, super complex puzzle that all the puzzle parts are there. Something you might do, maybe. Far more elevated. So, Govinda Bhasya was a wonderful event. Was part of the Rita of Serenity. And I'd like to encourage you all to visit that work. Ideal if you can go during Kartik's time, but if you can't go at Kartik's time, go anytime. And here's what you'll find. Mangal Arati, I'll tell you in advance, which is 5:30 in the morning. And half the city goes to it as well. Thousands of people go to Mangal Arati at 5:30. We went in the month of November, just on a Wednesday morning, at the Elizabethan Festival Day. There were close to 1,000 people in Mangal Arati. The crowds of people. I do a little personal detail. When we got there, somebody said Mangal Arati is a prime spot. We got the place back. So we all started to say to Mangal Arati is a prime spot. And somebody said, this is the whole place. So we said, no, somebody said, that's it, 4:30. So we got to go stronger, but we kept in. And then we got the room, the first room there. It's at 5:30. So we're standing at the gate of the palace wall, because they don't let people in too early. So they let us in, you know, around 10 to 5. We were in the place, you know, front row seats with our shine. But by 5 o'clock, people started pouring in. And you know how it is in India, where there's crowds of people? You know, but, you know, when you get to this thing, I was like, right by the railing. And I'm right next to the room. And I said, you know, what are you doing? He says, go in there. And then somebody said in Hindi, you know, something I didn't understand. And we're motioning to the front. Well, inside the gate is this big brass gate surrounding where the, you know, the visitors can see from all directions. And they said, one of our visitors is in Hindi, and he said, he said you can go inside. Darshan. Then the Pujari said, come on. So he having such breath at the edge of an altar, we might, you know, just if you can move me away from Jesus. There's a reason why so many churches love it. It's really a question of life. That is an intention. It's a little bit power. So, if you go to the garden, I hope one day you also go to the garden. And when you go to the garden, please consider also going to the garden. It's not so far away.
You become a Minnesota. You become a Minnesota.